This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hostiles alert. According to an explosive new report by The Hill's John Solomon, newly declassified memos detail how the National Security Agency and FBI violated your civil liberties during the Obama years. Here on this explosive report from The Hill, John Solomon, CircaNews.com, Sarah Carter. It starts out. I don't think TV's ever seen me with glasses before. The National Security Agency, FBI, violated specific civil liberties protections and during the Obama years, improperly searching, disseminating raw intelligence on Americans, failing to promptly delete unauthorized intercepts. This is exactly where we all started together in many ways. Tell us what you got.
Yeah, that's right. I think in March we talked, we find out some of the unmaskings were improper, illegal. And these documents for the first time show that there were instances where the FBI, the NSA, unmasked American names, sent them across the intelligence community, and then had to call them back because it was illegal to have had those names. There's other things, too. They searched Americans' names illegally. They shared illegal information with people who weren't entitled to get Americans' names. So all the abuses that we were worried about at the beginning when we started talking about
this Brennan and Clapper? Because I suspect Brennan and Clapper and Rhodes and Rice and others still have their hands in the deep state.
Well, there's no doubt that this occurred on Barack Obama's watch. These are violations from 2009 to 2016. I think their greatest impact, and I think Sarah can talk about this, is this may affect whether this law, this Section 702 law that allows spying on Americans, whether it gets renewed in December.
This is important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now what we know in talking to people on the Hill in Congress is that there are not enough votes to renew Section 702. And I can tell you that the intelligence community really relies on Section 702 to track terrorists, to search emails and financing, to prevent possible attacks, but the violation of these of this law is has become such a threat right now that neither the House or the House right now does not have enough votes to pass it. They want one accountability. They want an investigation. I know people want to know who the leakers are, and they want accountability before they're able to move forward with any kind of law. And that's what the stories like John just broke, the stories that John and I have been working on. I mean, my gosh, it seems like forever.
Yeah,
we've been reporting on these issues.
Well, of course, this was last night, conversation with John Solomon and Sarah Carter, who have just been doing a stellar job. I mean, investigative journalists. You know, this is, becoming more and more of a rare breed, but in light of all the fake news and, the proliferation of all this news out there, this is what, makes, standout investigating, journalism, so needed and so critical to the public debate here and what, John and Sarah are bringing forth here, what has happened with our privacy and how lax they've been and what that has opened us up to. So, congratulations, John Hannity, for finding Sarah Carter and, for, bringing her and John on with regularity to talk about these issues because they've gone, they've gone deep in investigation on, several issues so far this year. And I look for, additional reporting, not only on this, but on other things. I'm also curious to find out what they're able to dig out of this, this latest deal about this IT, former IT operative with the DNC, caught at the airport trying to, exit stage left. And, they've put a monitor on him and, they're keeping a close eye on him and they find out that, we've got destroyed computers and, bashed up, which would have been evidence, destroyed, but in typical form that seems to be, somewhat synonymous with the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and oh yes, one Hillary Clinton. What do you say about this? Let us know your thoughts. Drop me a line, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information's right there, including interviews that we have available at your convenience. Download and listen at your time. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, because that's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to get this country humming again and make it great, you know, it starts with getting back on track, and the fact that we realize that it's not on track, I say, is a great observation. Let's keep working toward getting this country back on track. We're going to take a little break from politics here, and we're going to talk about some true hitman kind of stories. In fact, we have confessions of a cartel hitman, a true confession of an assassin, Martin Corona, who rose through the ranks of a Southern California gang world to become a respected leader in an elite, cruelly efficient crew of hitmen for Mexico's violent Tijuana drug cartel, and eventually he found a way out and an almost normal life. And here to tell us all about it is Steve Duncan, a special agent for the California Department of Justice. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here to tell the story. I mean, what an opportunity. I mean, first of all, let's recount your background as a special agent for the California Department of Justice. How did we get there?
Well, it's a long story and a story in itself, but I'll make it quick. Okay. I was a probation officer for the first 12 years of my career.
Mm-hmm.
And as a probation officer, I developed an expertise on gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1992, the Drug Enforcement Administration in San Diego wanted a probation officer to work with them in a gang group. So I went to work with them and met an agent, a DEA agent named Jack Robertson, who was investigating the Tijuana cartel, the Arnold Felix brothers,
mm-hmm.
and who were recruiting gang members from San Diego to be on their hit detail. At the time, they were at war with Chapo Guzman, who's relative until today. And there was an all-out war. Our gang members were being recruited as assassins, and they were doing murders throughout the United States, or primarily California and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of my expertise and because I was in that group, Jack depended on me, the PO, probation officer, to help him with his case. So all of a sudden, I went from being a PO to an agent and ended up changing careers to continue to investigate the case.
And talk about being put in the deep end of the pool. I mean, you're dealing with it's one thing, you're dealing as a probation officer. Now you're really being put in the deep end of the pool and on the front lines here.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because a lot of the guys that Jack was targeting as the assassins were guys that I had at juvenile hall, that I had at honor camp, that I taught social skills to, that I counseled.
Wow.
A lot of these kids were getting killed, and a lot of these kids were killing. But when I moved in, they knew me right away. There was no game playing. So they knew that, you know, that the gig was up, and we got a lot of cooperators that way because they knew me from being a PO, from being a guy that tried to help them, but hold them accountable at the same time.
Well, this was kind of serendipitous for Jack to find somebody with your background, you know, that this would come out, you know, that here you are, you're involved in these young men's lives when they were kids. And so, as you say, you've got an established relationship with these kids, now grown men, with guns. Wow.
Yeah.
That is absolutely insane. So, okay, so fast forward, how did you come in contact with Martin Corona?
Well, in 1993, a group of gang members were dispatched to Guadalajara to kill Chapo Guzman, and they accidentally killed the Catholic cardinal at the airport. Mm-hmm. 10 of those gang members were from one of our local gangs that I was investigating because of Jack. Jack put me on him. Mm-hmm. And I basically adopted that case. The government of Mexico did not prosecute those people for murdering the cardinal. But here in the United States, we did. And our U.S. attorney here wanted somebody to head up that investigation, and that was me.
Mm-hmm.
Jack had already picked me to target the gang members used as the enforcers, and I was in that position. So I started working that case and ended up switching careers in order to stay on that case to see it through. The guys that we did prosecute cooperated with us because they were looking at such a long sentence for, you know, this federal, this conspiracy to murder the cardinal on behalf of the Arianna Felix organization. Well, their botched attempt to. And so,
I mean, they were targeting somebody else, and they got the cardinal instead,
they were targeting
right?
Chapo.
Yes.
Yeah, they had information that Chapo was going to be in a white Grand Marquis, and when the cardinal pulled up with his driver, they filled that car full of holes, killed the cardinal accidentally. It created such a poop storm in Mexico, and your guilty's proven innocent there.
Mm-hmm.
We gave them the suspects that they asked for, they did not prosecute him. So our U.S. attorney here, Alan Burson, in the Southern District, wanted to do a case, a federal kingpin case on the organizers and the assassins. And we did that. And the guys that did cooperate pointed out Martin to me as a guy that they saw get paid $15,000 to $25,000 per hit on several occasions, that he was picked to be the head of the death squad. And so naturally, I wanted our U.S. Attorney's Office to do another round of indictments since we allowed people to cooperate and get cut time off their sentence to go after Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't do it. So I went up to Martin with the idea to bluff him into cooperating with me. And I think Martin was just ready to cooperate, and he did. So he confessed.
I mean, that takes a lot of nerve, Steve. I mean, here's a guy who kills people for a living, and you're going to go and confront him with a bluff?
Well, you know, it got to the point where I was battling with our U.S. Attorney's Office, and it was becoming counterproductive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying to get them to do the right thing. But they wouldn't do it, so his parole agent called me. He knew that I was after this guy, that I really had it in for Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me one day and he goes, "Steve, he's peed dirty again, you know, second urine test that's been dirty.
Yes.
He's at a weak point right now. You may want to come down and talk to him."
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did. I went down there with my partner Javier and we had a long talk. And it was productive, but he wasn't going to cooperate. And then about 6 months later, he got into trouble for something else, and he asked his attorney to reach out to me, and that's how we started talking again, and it turned into his cooperation and his getting away with murder, several murders.
Wow, incredible. And, of course, he is Martin Corona himself. This is basically his testimony, Confessions of a Cartel Hitman. Steve Duncan wrote the foreword on this, and he is a special agent for the California Department of Justice. And we've got more from Steve as we discuss and get deeper into this incredible story, Confessions of a Cartel Hitman, Martin Corona story. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Nice and loud, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking confessions of a cartel hitman. Martin Corona, after serving as an enforcer in the Tijuana drug cartel, turned state's evidence against the organization, made possible the federal prosecution that brought an end to it. He lives with his family and witness supervision, speaks to law enforcement organizations on the subject of his crimes, and at-risk youth on the importance of avoiding his mistakes. Tony Rafael was a co-author as well, author of The Mexican Mafia and a researcher and reporter on complex issues of gang crime in Southern California and Mexico. He passed away in the final stages of the production of the book, sadly. Right now, we're honored to have with us a former special agent with the California Department of Justice, Steve Duncan, who was there from the early genesis and wrote the foreword to the book, Confessions of a Cartel Hitman. And as you say, Steve, that you really gave an opportunity here in establishing this relationship with Martin Corona, which took several years, that when it came time for him, when the weight of his crime and his murders was too much for him to bear, you kind of became that confessional outlet.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we all dream of in our world, to be that guy, to get that confession with a person like him, with a story like his, you know. So it worked, you know, and it's great to be able to talk about it, you know, finally, to the general public, because so much of the stuff happens in our world, you know, of investigating drug traffickers. There's so much cooperation by the criminals, even when they're out, you know, like Chapo. Even when Chapo's out and about doing his business, he's helping us because we have a common enemy, you know, the same cartel, you know,
exactly.
So he's always sending us guys to talk to us about where our bad guys are, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, it's just a dog eat dog world. And it's nice to be able to tell these stories to the general public.
Well, you know,
drugs are definitely, I mean, it's a killing business and it's an ugly business and it affects us all.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not like when you're getting this story, you're thinking, wow, what a great book this is going to mean. You're pursuing this to deal with it from a legal and justice standpoint. And I guess the benefit is after everything is said and done, when all this is exposed to the light of day, it becomes, a story of morality. A story of law and justice that has incredible impact. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, I can't imagine that Martin Corona says, hey, I'm going to go and kill people, and then I'm going to go and start talking to kids about how not to kill people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's funny the way things work out. It happens a lot more than people would imagine. There are others like him out there in the world that were given another opportunity and now get up in front of people and cops and tell their stories. Some very inspirational, some not so, but like Martin's, you know. But there are a lot of people that we've turned around, and I think that's, in law enforcement, in our group of guys that investigated this cartel, there are a lot of success stories. And I think those are the best experiences in law enforcement, when you can actually help somebody, not necessarily put them into jail. You're helping people by putting the killers in jail, but when you can help a victim get through something, when you can relocate a gang family from their barrio to another part of the world and they start doing well and they succeed because you've taken them out of that environment that they don't do so well in.
Exactly.
You know, it's all these little side stories in the case that really, really made it fun and interesting. And talking to these guys, too, of course, and, you know, about everybody they killed and corrupted and boiled in acid and, you know. These guys
that was the deal. I mean, boiling in acid, and that became almost the signature disposal that Martin became famous for, that other drug cartels said, hey, look, we like that idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, well, you know, Martin's murders were to send a message. And they were done publicly and brutally, to send a message. So it served their purpose of narco-terrorism. Mm-hmm. They weren't dissolving people in acid back in those days. His murders were more to send a message that you're mm-hmm. playing for the wrong team, or you're devoted to the wrong cause, or you've gotten our way, or you're a snitch, or mm-hmm. or whatever it is. But his murders were always brutal, and they were always to send a message, and they wanted to be visible. It was kind of a different era there. I mean, it was the same bloody mess, but they weren't dissolving people in acid till the late 90s, you mm-hmm. know, when they found out that, you know, all you needed was a heat source, some lye, and some water, and a wooden spoon, and, you know, you could dissolve somebody in a couple of hours.
Wow. Incredible. Well, what is it about El Chapo's cartel, Steve, that the people have yet to understand how diabolical it was?
You know, they're all diabolical. I mean, they all provide a substance that kills. It's a business that, in and of itself, people are dying at every level. And Chapo, he was the biggest snitch himself. You know, he was the guy that would send us emissaries, messengers, to tell us where our bad guys were. And we would take it. You know, we would take the information. Was it mean we were in a partnership or a working partnership? But it did help us get our bad guys, but at the same time it helped him. Mm-hmm. But he became notorious for being that guy who, when his allies or opponents became too powerful, he would leak it to the government and get them arrested. You know, and it's a pretty common practice. You know, there's no honor among these. You know, right. A lot of people rever him in that country, but, you know, that's a country that's is a serious mess right now, where you have cultures and cultures, generations that are of killers, people that have gone through this drug culture, and it's just held in such high esteem, and it's just such a part of mainstream society there. It's normal, you know, and, you know, Mexico's had its most murderous month this month. Since 2011, when Calderon was in office.
Well, that's been my concern here, Steve. Is that what? Even though America's talking a border wall, there's some serious problems that Mexico is dealing with that I think they're overwhelmed by. That at some point they're going to need America's help if they're going to get serious about eradicating this problem. But, you know, the other part of the story is for people here in the United States to understand that the blood of, you know, that has been shed by these cartels and by El Chapo and others, that it really extends to the people who are partaking in the drugs that they're selling here in the United States, does it not?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. We are the number one consumers of drugs. Every time we use an illegal drug, you know, there's somebody dying for it along the trail, you know, whether it's transport, whether it's, you know, the process of bribing somebody, battle over turf. People die. Drugs are terrible, and we've all been touched by them. And I lost a brother, and I lost another one for a little bit, you know, until he came back. But it's touched us. It's all, you know, and it victimizes families, and it's just such an ugly, ugly thing. And we are the number one consumer. They are the number one provider. You know, what happens in Mexico happens in the United States. We have our beheadings here. We've had people dissolve in acid. We have our drug wars here, not to the same extent, but we do. And, you know, we try to deal with that quietly because, you know, it's bad for tourism. We don't want to scare the public, but it happens. You know, our world of drug fighting is really, really ugly. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but the storyline is that we, the people, need to understand that, hey, we're part of that story. We're part of that genesis, and we're allowing for the continuation of this. We just cannot blame the cartels. If we're not consuming it, then, we're not providing a market to make the circle go round and round, are we?
That's exactly it. And we've got to work it together. And that's
exactly
the way it really works well, when we work together with the government of Mexico. But that starts with our leaders. Our leaders have got to...
Well, Steve, we got to leave it there. Sorry, we're out of time. Special agent for the California Department of Justice, Steve Duncan.
Do you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and our guest with us is Dr. Carol Swain, back with us. Always good to be talking to her. Professor of Political Science and Professor of Law at Vanderbilt University Law School. Of course, featured in Dinesh D'Souza's film, Hillary's America. Dr. Swain uses her expertise to elaborate on all the deep concerning issues of America. Dr. Swain, good to have you back with us. The last time we talked, there was, you know, a rumor that you might be retiring, but even in that retirement notice, it said, I'm not retiring, you know, don't get excited here. Maybe a warning right back to the enemies that said, oh my goodness, thank God she's retiring.
You know, now I have more time to travel across the country and across the world to spread my ideas to more and more young people.
Yes.
And so I think that I can make a greater impact by being free than I can by being tied to one campus.
Well, you know, it gives you an opportunity at the ground floor level to take your message of your life, that it doesn't have to be just because some people have said it's that way, because you are a glaring example of what America is all about.
I know. And, you know, it was difficult to give up that tenure position, mm-hmm. but I can tell you that there is life after tenure. And most Americans don't have tenure, yet they do very well.
Well, I was just talking with an expert the other day, and he said, Bill, you know, I got to that point in my life where I had to look at my legacy. What was I leaving behind? I made a lot of money, was very successful, but thinking about what people would say to me at an 80th birthday celebration caused me to take pause, because what I had invested in, you know, my community, my country at large, really didn't amount to a whole lot beyond that I was very successful in business.
I mean, it's important, I think, to be successful if you can share your tips with other people that may be behind you. Mm-hmm. But it does reach a point where you know what's really important. And it's not, for myself, I had to make a decision about the quality of life, but also, you know, how do I want this last segment of my life to end? Mm-hmm. And at 63, you know, I'm staring, you know, the timeline.
Yes.
You know, and so I'm looking down the timeline and really thinking about the impact I want to have with the wisdom I've accumulated.
Well, when we last talked, you said, well, Bill, you know, it's what God has planned for me. I'm open. And wow, no sooner did you make this statement, God decided to use your training, your teaching heart, and said, how about if we go and teach young kids, teach the kids that need your message. They need your experience. I mean, you're mentoring on a grander scale, and your classroom now has become quite sizable, even compared to Vanderbilt.
And, you know, I don't know if you know about the Prager University video.
I'm very familiar with it. Dennis Prager is a dear friend of mine.
Yeah, I have two, and the first one went viral. It has over 9 million views, and it's been out less than 2 months.
Wow.
And then the second one was released yesterday, and I have not been checking the numbers, but it seems to be doing really well. And so I'm reaching, you know, millions of people. Even though I have not been on Fox News or CNN for a long time, mm-hmm. and it seems that those media outlets, mainstream, cable, that those doors seem to be limited right now, yet I am able to reach people through social media and through Prager University and public speaking.
Exactly. Well, I've been a broadcaster most of my life, Carol, and I've seen this trend broaden out significantly. I'm not about to say, because radio has been a big part of my life, you know, some people would announce the death of radio. I don't think it's dying, but it's just this whole social media opportunity that has opened up, you know, to get the message out. Now, are we going to use it for good or evil? And, boy, God is blessing you because of the good that you're using it for.
Well, I mean, I do feel extremely blessed. I feel protected. Mm-hmm. And I like having independence. I look at what's going on in Washington now between the president and Jeff Sessions. And I have enormous respect for Jeff Sessions.
Yes.
And I voted for this president, for President Trump. And I support what he's trying to accomplish. But I really feel free to say exactly what I think. If I were a part of the administration, I would not be able to stand for Jeff Sessions and take that public stance. And, you know, if you're part of the administration, I think that you can't really tell the president what you think.
Right. Well, and I think that, and I would agree with you in principle with Jeff Sessions. I don't know exactly how all that came about, but I don't like the way the president's treating him out in the public. I mean, if he doesn't want him to be the attorney general, then, you know, find a replacement. But don't leave him hanging there. Don't leave him suffering, because he, like you and all the members of your family and others, have decided they wanted to serve the country. And they put it all in the line, walked away from other opportunities and other careers in order to do that. And I believe that deserves honor. And this is one thing that I probably would agree with you. I do not like the way he's being treated. treated in public?
It means that other people will be very reluctant, you know, to accept positions, because what happens to one, you can expect it to happen to another unless there's change. And so I don't want to use all my time talking about that, but I do feel that God has called me to be independent. And I don't believe man gave me my platform, nor can man take it away.
Exactly.
Of course, people can take your life, but we're going to die anyway.
That's right.
So they're not going to take your life before God allows it.
Amen. Well, let's talk about your new project, 2 Minutes to Think About It. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, I've been doing it for a while with Bot Radio and American Family Radio, and they have given me 2 minutes of airtime where I basically talk about political, social, and cultural issues. And what's new about the concept is that I'm making those recordings free to anyone that wants them.
Mm-hmm.
And so any radio station or someone has a blog page and they would like to post it, it's free, because my ultimate goal is to reach as many people as possible. And so it's out there, you know, for consumption.
That's great. And so how can they download it? How can they access it if it's a radio station or maybe a Bible study group? Somebody wants to share what it is that you're having to teach us about.
We post them on SoundCloud, but also on my website, and then I share it on social media. And if someone wanted, the files as soon as they come out and we release them, then they can email me, and I would put them on an email distribution link, and they would be able to download it and use it. And they actually air in all over the country, where Black radio stations are, American Family Radio, and then there's a Pennsylvania station that I'm aware of that's airing them, and they get shared. And so it's one way that I can get out my ideas. You can't say much in 2 minutes, but you can make people think.
That's right. Yeah, and that's been my prayer all along, Carol, is that whatever short time that we have, is that God would give me the words, as I'm sure he's given to you, that just goes out, and as the Bible says, will find its mate. And for these young kids that you are mentoring, and I would dare I say even adults that need to review some of this stuff to realize that, hey, look, they're not off, you know, they're not off the mark. Sometimes we can grow weary in fighting the good fight, but right now, more than ever, we need to fight for these core values on behalf of our children and our grandchildren that are coming just about the above the horizon, right?
My newest co-authored book, Abduction, How Liberalism Steals the Hearts and Minds of Our Children, is something that I believe that every person who cares about America's children should read. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, you have your children or grandchildren in public or private schools, there is an agenda.
Exactly. God bless you, Carol Swain. I appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, healthful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit alz.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad.
She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're all over the place, and we thank the 280-plus affiliates that we have across this country, Red Alert, including Red Alert Talk Radio. Appreciate them carrying the show as well. And also via shortwave, Bill Martinez Live comes to you pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and the truth teller herself, because, you know, she's, you know, she leads the confab there around the cooler because it's cooler talk time. And, of course, we're talking about the cool one, Andrea Kaye, conservative radio and TV host, who hosts, of course, the Andrea Kaye Show. Only makes sense, you know, because if you were hosting the Bill Martinez Show, it would probably create all kinds of confusion, right?
Well, yeah, but you know what? Hey, that seems to be the order of the day, right? Call yourself whatever you want. You know. Today I'm a woman. Tomorrow I might be Bill Martinez. Who knows?
Yeah, right. But, of course, you can't go in the military now.
Well, no. At least you can't go in the military and then try to hold up your troops. You know, when you need to go out and do a drill or something. So, hey, y'all go ahead. I got to have some time to take down my winky, throw in a wig and some lipstick so I can transform myself. Before we go out and do a mission. No.
Yeah. This is the problem. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Marilyn Monroe. I used to like the story about her when she would dress. What she would do is turn. She would do a turnabout. In front of the mirror, and whatever she had on, jewelry or whatever it is, and she would do a kind of a flash turn, and whatever stuck out, she would remove. That's how she would do these sort of things, you know? And, as we would know, that might take a little bit of time. And when you're in the military and everything is about life and death, we don't have time to do turnarounds in front of the mirror, do we?
No, we don't. And what this was all about was this was part of President Obama's plan to transform America. That was one of our most, the Department of Defense and all of our military institutions are our most revered, have been even as other departments in the United States government have become feckless and completely, you know, worthless. That was one really high, has always been, defense, our most highly functioning, most traditional arm of America in many ways. And it was a firewall that they wanted to breach. Mm-hmm. And take it over and turn it into a social sciences petri dish.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And it made a
bad
lot
place.
Of ways in doing that.
Yeah, bad place. The military is not the place to do your petri dishing. Just saying, from my standpoint, because of what is at risk here, we're talking life and death, and we don't have time for social engineering when you're worried about the enemy, you know, coming at you. As I was explaining to a dear friend of mine, it's about watching each other's six. You know, you got to watch out for one another, know the other person's there. I don't care what somebody does on their own personal time, as long as when we're on the field of battle, we know one color. And that color is green, like they told us in the Marine Corps when we first went in, that it was good to be green, and that's the only color you're going to know. All the other colors of the rainbow, this doesn't happen in the military.
Right, and you know what? Not everybody is meant to be in that unique environment. I'm the daughter of two Marines. I absolutely love the military. Mm-hmm. But I knew that wasn't the right avenue for me going forward in life, even though mm-hmm. I come from long the military people on both sides.
Yeah, but you got that Semper Fi attitude, though. That's the deal.
I do.
You see, it rubbed off on you.
But the green I wanted to see was in my pocketbook, okay?
Right.
They weren't paying enough. And so it's an extraordinary human being that's yeah. willing to do that. And the mission needs to stay pure about protecting the United States, protecting us against enemies. Yeah. It's a very unique environment, and it needs to be preserved. It needs to not be torn apart as part of some cultural Marxist play to destroy the fabric of America.
Yeah, and to reinforce that green concept, let me tell you, that's the deal. You don't necessarily go in for the green, although it would be nice it's there, but it's not. And we find out that you know, our soldiers are paid such a paltry sum for all that they do. I mean, it was amazing. Even back in the days when I was there at Camp Pendleton, I was making the grand sum total of $190 a month. And this
yeah.
was in the days, Andrew, when, you know, $1,000 a month was the deal. I was being paid as a disc jockey in Bakersfield, California, and suddenly it's like, whoa, you know, I've got you know, a fourth of this income. Boy, it was quite the deal. But you know, we learned very quickly, you know, as successful military people who've been through, and by successful, I say those of us that survived the process, is that you adapt, you know, you adapt to the conditions, and you remain flexible because you have to. But the flexibility there are, it is within boundaries, you know, and certainly what President Obama was trying to effect here was not consistent with the military. Had he been in the military himself, I think he might have had a different worldview. What do you think?
Well, I think absolutely, because, you know, it's something that I've talked to both of my parents about before my dad passed away, as the whole don't ask, don't tell and the whole Clinton years all came about. And they both told me stories about life in the barracks and, you know, different situations that came about and why, you know, you just, you know, there's a reason why when you enter boot camp, they shave your head and they put you all in a uniform that mm-hmm. all looks the same. And it's all about breaking you down so that they can rebuild you back up into the mold of the military. And, you know, that needs to be, that concept is foreign to a lot of people. If you can't embrace it, then stay out of the military.
Right. Well, and sadly, the problem that we have, and I say sadly in lots of accounts, not just because it's about the military, it's what you learn from the military, the person that you become as a result of, as you say, being stripped down and built up. Incredible lessons, I can tell you. When I went through originally the first night, about 87 they picked up. 12 weeks later, after our first session, 12 weeks in boot camp at MCRD in San Diego, only 23 of that original 87 graduated on the 12-week cycle. But, you know, and I remember looking out in the final weeks that we were there and just looking at the, you know, the privates that were there. I'm talking about their rank. Nothing to do with anything else, but no, I'm seeing how much they how much they grew, you know, the maturity.
Yeah.
I mean, in 12 weeks, I know in many cases these kids went home and the parents going, oh, thank God for the Marine Corps, because little Johnny became John the man.
Exactly, and it's because of that tried and true best. They've learned, they honed the best practices to do that, to transform young men and young women into fighting machines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to go into that environment, which you, most people don't understand if you haven't lived it, even though I grew up in it, I still didn't live it and experience it myself, to try to go in there and mess with that formula that has been successful, it literally puts lives at risk. And that's not the place to do that.
Well, speaking of the Marines, let me transition to this sweet story about a Marine vet who's making a bucket list for his bomb dog's final weeks. You know, it's been brought more and more to the light about, you know, these Marines who come back home and the dogs become, you know, they've been part of their lives. They've saved them. We saw this displayed on the big screen with, you know, the Megan Levy book, Levy movie. About Sergeant Rex and who just passed away and what she had to do in order to bring him back. And, you know, the military looks at this as, you know, military property, not any, you know, there shouldn't be, it should be a kind of an emotional type experience. But in this particular case, now that's being reported, is Corporal Jeff DeYoung, who was deployed to Afghanistan with his bomb-detecting dog, Senna. In 2014, Jeff was able to adopt Senna as his own, eventually becoming his service dog as he battled with PTSD himself. And now the dog is in his final stages of life, and Jeff has created a bucket list for his service dog's final weeks. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, my gosh. It's beyond sweet. I mean, it just literally chokes me up. For a variety of reasons. First of all, if you understand, if you're a pet lover and you understand the bond that happens between, you know, a human being and their canine child, it is extraordinary, and it's tough to lose a fur baby, but magnify that times a million, and that's the bond that occurs between our military personnel and their canine companions in the field. And, you know, think of all the images we've seen of dogs at funeral sites laying over the grave of their, you know, their soldier human being that they love so much. And those are the ones that actually aren't even serving with the military over there. You know, these are our canine heroes. And I'm glad that the military is starting to recognize that, you know, and God bless him for his service. God bless that fur baby for his. And I'm so grateful that these stories are reaching the American people, the humanity.
Yes.
Of our soldiers and their love for their canine companion. And it's just a beautiful story.
I mean, how do you not bond with an animal that you are? I mean, you know, in the military, we know about being the point man. You're leading the way. Well, this is the point of the point man. Because their job as a combat engineer tasked with locating IEDs, he and Senna would go out in front of an infantry unit and patrol the roadway and surrounding areas for IEDs. I mean, who wants that job?
Oh, it's amazing, and it just really shows what an incredible creature God created when he created the canine. And the work that they do is saving American lives out in the field, and it's also saving their hearts because, you know, our military are torn away from their families and their loved ones for incredibly long periods of time. They do come back suffering from PTSD if they come back at all. And, you know, the stories of the canines, the work that they do, as well as how they help, you know, the soldiers, you know, make it, you know, and help their hearts and their minds while they're over there. I don't think we see enough stories about that. And I hope more movies are made and more TV shows dedicate segments to it.
Yeah, you appreciate the dog's training, as you say. I mean, they've got to sniff out these IEDs, and I mean, they're absolutely brilliant. And the lives that they're saving out there in the field of battle, like as you say, another one of the many stories that needs to be told. So all the best for Senna and certainly for DeYoung, you know, for his service to our country, for both of these patriots, Corporal Jeff DeYoung and Senna, his canine service dog out there on the front lines and the point of the point man position looking out for IEDs. Neat story there. Well, AK, as always, a joy to have you with us. Look forward to next week. Thank you very much. Andrea Kay, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Bye. about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.